Hello, beautiful. This is Julie Norman of Body Karma Healing. Change your body image, change the world. And this is a meditation for Anahata, the heart chakra. Join me for the next 15 minutes or so to take a journey into this midpoint junction of our energy system, the epicenter of the subtle body. Find a comfortable seated posture that you would usually take for meditation, or you can find your way into lying with your legs up the wall and your back resting completely on the earth. Arms out at your side, palms up. Another option would be to lay in Savasana with a little bit of a rolled towel or blanket under the base of the shoulder blades in a very gentle, supported back bend. Start dropping into the breath. Dirgha breath, complete yogic breath, making it conscious and bringing your awareness into the body, into the roots of Muladhara, your legs, your feet, base of the spine, to the hips, low belly, low back, the sacred waters of Swadhisthana. Through the upper belly, waist, low ribs, into Manipura, a fire in the belly. And then let your attention rest in the chest, shoulders, upper back, arms, and hands as we explore Anahata. Anahata means unstruck or unhurt. As we've been working through our energy centers, we're dealing with a lot of heavy stuff. As we become confident in our healing journey, getting grounded in the body, starting to let our emotions and our desires flow, and working through our ego at chakra 3, we must allow Shakti to rise up with Shiva and marry in the heart center. The human experience naturally has pain. The process of healing is a process of remembering our wholeness, our light, our perfection. But it's hard because the forgetting, Atman, temporarily, happens because we get hurt. Living with that open heart makes us vulnerable. And we all will have experiences that include heartbreak. And this is where the ego is developed. We shut down. We contain. We stop expressing our feelings and our desires and our uniqueness for fear that we'll be hurt again. Allowing all this to rise up from our roots into the garden of the heart is where light from above, from source, from the upper chakras can come down into our body-soul experience and bring healing. Ego layers are created and then held in the body and manifested in the body, felt in the body, when we didn't allow ourselves to fully feel the pain at the time that it happened. So what you may notice as you're working with your fat practice and coming into a greater connection with yourself on all levels is that that fat experience, the fear, the anxiety, the tension, is just the tip of the iceberg. And that below it is the guilt, the shame, and most importantly, the grief. So take a minute here to deepen the breath. Connect into the heart center more. Imagine vibrant, pulsating orb of glorious green or pink radiant light living in the center of your chest. Not off to the left like your actual physical heart, but dead center. Not more towards the front like your physical heart, but dead center between the breastbone and the space between the shoulder blades. Equal distance in from the side ribs. And this ball of energy is expanding out beyond your physical body. Heart chakra is the element of air. So coming from that dense earth energy at the root, up through the waters, up through fire, we now fan the flames of our will with breath. We bring ease in around the tension in the mind, in the body, in the soul that is resisting fully feeling what's been held and weighing us down. So keep working your dirgha breath here. I want you to take a moment to ask yourself if you're holding any grief. Is there fear of feeling fully any sadness? What is your relationship to grief? For just the rest of this meditation, let it be allowed. Breathe into the love, the unconditional love and support within yourself. We have to not let ourselves feel our emotions, especially grief, because we are afraid of appearing weak and vulnerable. We keep choking it down, stuffing it, starving it back down into the belly, because we're afraid of losing the love and approval of others, which of course is what being fat, the fear of fat, is all about. And it makes sense because the heart chakra is about our social identity, our relationship to others, but first and foremost, ourselves. And know this, breathing deep. That grief, that sadness is so important. It is a teacher. The loss is only ever ego dying off. That's why what we first feel is fear. So bring to mind and connect more deeply with a sadness, a grief. Letting your chest, shoulders, upper back, and arms relax and receive the sensations of that emotion. This is love. From grounding to flowing to creating, we come into loving. And love is presence. It is compassion, being with our suffering. That's what heals it. Not thinking our way out of it, not understanding it, not figuring it out. Just sitting with it, the essence of asana, to sit. Add a soft ha breath, a great pranayama for the heart chakra. It goes like this, simply breathing in your normal dirgha inhalation and exhaling with the mouth open, making the sound ha, lengthening the exhalation as long as possible. A very relaxing, soothing breath releases tension in the region of the heart chakra. Along with the heart chakra comes the Bija mantra, Yam. And let's chant that just once together. Like the sound of Om, taking a big breath in and just allowing the sound to resonate deeply. Let's begin. The heart center is your healing sanctuary. Nothing outside of yourself can heal you. Everything is simply a sacred mirror, your relationship to it, showing you either darkness or light, ego or Atman. The more that you see the beauty within you, the more you connect the present moment to all of yourself, feeling all truth, the more you will see your light reflected in the world around you, and you will be healing the world by simply being you. Allow yourself to create a beautiful inner sanctuary in the heart center. Within that green or pink, gorgeous light, create a garden, an Eden, a place you can go when you're hurt in your present life, or when you're feeling the rise of old hurt, old pain. come into your awareness. Come here. Breathe deep. And just be. You are the embodiment of love. Close with 3 rounds of the Kundalini mantra for the heart center. And this beautiful mantra is a powerful healing mantra. Ramadasa Sase Soham. Join in with me.
Ramadasa Sase Soham. Ramadasa Sase Soham. Ramadasa Sase Soham.
Once more.
Ramadasa Sase Soham.
Thank you for continuing along this journey with me, with Body Karma Healing. I wish you nothing but love. I encourage you to embrace your pain, embrace the darkness, dance with it. The extent to which you allow it, the extent to which you'll be free of it and can come into the ecstatic joy that you deserve. Namaste.